Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. After a strong start to the month, it looks like we've got more active weather on the way, with high confidence on unstable weather returning to the Beehive State near the start of the weekend. But we've got a few days of calm weather and above average temperatures to close out the work week before we get there. For tonight, it should be pretty quiet statewide, with overnight lows in the upper 40s in the far north and mid-50s down the Wasatch Front all the way to St. George. It's usually related to cloud cover or moisture when St. George is the same temperature as Salt Lake, which looks to be the case tonight as you'll have partly cloudy skies around Salt Lake City and mostly clear conditions down in Washington County. By tomorrow, we'll warm up 10 to 15 degrees above normal statewide, which puts you right around 70 for most of northern Utah, upper 70s for the southern Wasatch, and mid-80s for St. George. Come Friday, fairly stable conditions with temperatures holding steady ahead of a series of systems that look to pass through over the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, the first system will be more of a short wave, a weaker disturbance ahead of an upper-level low that'll follow quickly behind it. It's currently looking like scattered valley rain and mountain snow through the early hours of Saturday. Following that, a more defined line of valley rain and mountain snow come Sunday, which could be heavy at times. We're just out of range for the high-resolution models, so we'll be keeping an eye on it as we approach the weekend. Thanks for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.